We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity. Sense the spirit of faith, I know, is upon us, amen. It's upon us in this season, and it's upon us in the house, amen. Praise God, is upon us, is mightily upon us. And I decree to someone under the sound of my voice that in this month of September, the spirit of primitive apostolic faith will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Well, like Caleb, you will look at mountains and say, Lord, give me this mountain. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Before your eyes, mountains look like molehills. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It will jump on you. Amen. It will jump on you. Be ready. It will jump on you. The things you ran away from before, after these impartations, all through the month of September, you go back and say, hey, where are you now? I am now ready. Can I get an amen? The things that used to intimidate you before suddenly be in your hands. Are you saying amen? You know how God increases us by enlarging our capacity. That's how God increases us. You may be at a level where the mention of 5 million makes you shake. When they mention 5 million, it's like you are hyperventilating. Why? They took you out of your boundaries. What happened? The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the boundaries of life. Why are you uncomfortable at 5 million? Because that is the fence in which your heart has put you. Listen, no man can have any experience in life beyond the measures of his heart. Are you aware that life can only produce for you what your heart has experienced? Are we together? But see, when the anointing of God's Spirit comes upon us, when the Spirit of faith rests upon us, what happens is it enlarges the boundaries of our mind. Suddenly, if 5 million used to make you sweat, they mention 5 million and it will feel as though you have it in your account. Even though you don't have 100,000 in your account, it makes no difference. What happens? The spirit of faith coming upon you has enlarged the boundaries of your hearts. And that's what is happening to you in this service. Oh, do I have ready people? That's what will happen to you in this service. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you are not interested in fulfilling your destiny. You can keep quiet. But if you are interested, you will know that your destiny and the visions in your heart are the mercy of your faith. It's as simple as that. The Bible says the just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. When you read 1 to 3 of the same Habakkuk 2, you will see that the context was vision. He says, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower to see what he will say and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. What follows? Write the vision. Make it plain. So the context of the just shall live by faith, the first, it was mentioned 4 times in the Bible, but that was the first time. Amen. Was vision. That means vision is at the mercy of your faith. Hallelujah. I wish I could have a more shout church. Amen. Amen. Just be shouting until I tell you to keep quiet. Amen. Glory to God. So vision is at the mercy of faith. The fulfillment of your destiny is at the mercy of your faith. Everyone who helps build your faith is your friend. Glory to God. Anyone who helps build your faith is a partner in the fulfillment of your destiny. Are we together? Glory to God. You know, there are people who feel the concept of faith is just elementary. They tell you that faith is a basic principle of Christ. And I believe I shared that in the first service. That where they quote from, they are taking it out of context. The faith that the writer of Hebrew was talking about was faith toward God. Go and read it. Where he talked about the doctrines or the teachings of baptisms. the teachings of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Amen. So that's faith at the beginning of your journey. It doesn't mean that's all you need to use your faith for. I mean, salvation. He's talking about faith for salvation. For you to get saved, you needed faith. You were saved by faith through grace. Have it together. Is that saving faith he's talking about? But listen to me and listen well. Your journey in life, if you don't pay attention to the development of your faith, you'll be stranded. You will live less than God has a mark for you to live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it is not hard. Faith is not mental assent. Faith is not sight yourself. Faith is sitting with God until his logic becomes your logic. Oh, come on, there'll be somebody here. Faith is hanging around with God until his faith is imparted in your heart. Faith is beholding the Christos until it becomes an unconscious reality. Are we together? You are seeing something becoming as you are seeing. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forevermore. The spirit of faith is jumping upon someone. I said the spirit of faith is jumping upon someone. Hallelujah. All right, towards an ever-winning faith. That is the prevailing faith. Ever-winning faith is the faith that prevails. You know, Jesus talks about different levels of faith. He talked about little faith, oligopistis. He talked about great faith. He talked about, the Bible talks about weak faith. The Bible talks about strong faith. So Jesus talks about faith quantitatively. You know, there are those who said he was talking to New Testament saints that everybody who is born again is at the same level of faith. And I say no. Because Paul also writes about how that your faith groweth exceedingly. When you bring growth to the equation, it puts every believer in responsibility. Do you understand? The moment you see faith growing exceedingly, that means we will all be at different levels of faith. And that is Paul who wrote it. Glory to God. That puts the believer at the driver's seat in a measure. That means it makes the individual believer responsible. All right. Apostle Paul mentions the fact that your faith can grow exceedingly. And the mention of growth has put responsibility upon the believer. I think that's what I was saying. Glory to God. So faith are in levels. That means in the New Testament, we can still talk about little faith and great faith. We can still talk about weak faith and strong faith. That talks about the tensile nature of your faith. Is it weak? Is it strong? You know the tensile strength that we did in physics. When you put load on it, what is the stretchability? Malakapaya. What is the stretchability? I know some years ago, somebody was fretting about his house rent. How much was the house rent? Maybe 150,000, 100,000. Okay. And in my office here, I laughed. I said, do you boys on our shoulder? Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The tensile nature of your faith. Is it strong? Is it weak? Hallelujah. But the beautiful thing is, can be developed. And that's why we're here. I'm a helper of your faith. Amen. I'm a helper of your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Let's start second service from there. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Ever winning faith. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Do I have it? Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even faith. Hi. You can't read this and do as though you didn't see anything. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. The term overcometh, there is a military term. It means to overpower. It means to subdue. It means to take over. Oh, years ago, I read a translation that says, it said, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And then the B part, no, it said, whatsoever is born of God conquers the world. It says, faith is a victory that brings the world on his knees before you in absolute surrender. Amazing. Amazing. That means that victory is obtainable experientially by faith. You are born of God legally brings you into victory. That you are born of God legally brings you into that dominion. That you are born of God legally brings you into that life of the supernatural. Into that life where you are in charge. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. But what makes that a vital experience is your faith. Is your faith. Is your faith. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. My faith is a victory. Hallelujah. That is a victory. You started a business and there are so many challenges and you're wondering, how am I going to get this off my back? Your faith is a victory. You started a home and it's as though all hell broke loose. And you're wondering, how do I get over to the other side? Your faith is a victory. Your faith is a victory. That means you must pay attention to your faith. That means you must be deliberate about the building of faith and the release of your faith. That means you cannot be passive. If Paul talks about exceedingly growing faith, and by that, meaning you have a play in the development of your faith, that means you must be active about it. You must be active and proactive about it. You have to. When David was talking to Solomon, he said, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. It's the same thing he's saying. He's saying what goes on in your heart determines what goes on in your life. That's what he's saying. I made up my mind years ago as a student in the university that I'm going to build my faith every day. That I'm going to pay attention to the development of my faith. So I can fulfill the vision that God has for me. Hallelujah. So what is the foundation of this faith? What is the pillar of this ever-winning faith? That's what we'll talk about this Sunday. First service, I mentioned one. Christ. Said faith has a foundation. Because faith is not presumption. Because faith is not mental accent. Because faith is not mental resolve. I have determined to do this. I'm going to do it. No. Faith is a direct result of spiritual understanding. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And the word to hear that means for the purpose of understanding. So faith comes when you hear and understand. Glory to God. The beginning of faith, I believe it was Kenneth Hagin that said this, that faith begins when the will of God is known. Have it together. What is he saying? When you come into the knowledge of his will, an understanding is produced. And that understanding will produce a conviction in your heart. Will produce an inner persuasion. Listen, until that knowledge of God, that particular knowledge of God, becomes inner persuasion, you are not in faith yet. And this is what understanding does. You have not understood if you have not come to the place of persuasion. Take note of that. So faith is not presumptuous. A woman is diabetic, her sugar level is high, and she hears a testimony in church that somebody got healed, or somebody testified that I stopped my drugs. I was confessing and confessing, and I knew that I was healed, so I stopped taking my drugs. Amen. And it's 7 years I'm here, no more diabetes. She hears it and wants to copy the corresponding action. Look up at me. Faith is not copying another person's corresponding action. Faith is getting your receipt by receiving enlightenment in your spirit from the word of God. Are we together? So faith is the substance. It is the substance that will move you to produce an action. Can you see it now? So a corresponding action is impossible until there's a persuasion. And that persuasion is that substance of faith. It's like having money in your bank account. Anybody can walk up to a cash shop and sign a check of 3.5 million for a Mercedes, let's say C300. I say 3.5 million and gives them the check. That is corresponding action. You know why you can do that? There's a substance. It's sitting in the bank. Mr. B can carry a checkbook. It's difficult to. It's 1,500. It's not difficult to sign 3.5 million. You just need 2 minutes and together. Mr. B can sign 3.5 million. Takes to the cash shop. What validates the check? The money in the account. If it doesn't have money in the account, the check will bounce. Many people's faith are bouncing because it's not crystallized as persuasion. I'm teaching you faith now. Have it together? So faith, saying, I believe God to do it, you do it. No. Faith comes when the light of God's word shines in your heart. Faith comes. Oh, just like Peter told Jesus. He said, Master, if it is you, tell me to come. And somebody say, what if the master says come? And it wasn't Jesus. No, there was something about the words of Jesus. That was what God, Peter was looking for. The word of the master. If he heard it, don't forget that I heard it before. Cast your nets to this side for the catch of your life. He had heard that word before. And the word, listen, in that instance, when the word came to him, the word took out every doubt and fear and excuses. You know, he says, Master, we've told all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net. The word of God has the ability to produce faith in your heart. Except you have not heard it. Hearing is not with the outer ear. That's the mistake people make. You have not heard just because you hear with the outer ear. It's part of the equation of faith. You have to hear with the outer ear. You have to collect the sound. But most importantly, you have to hear with the inner ear. It is hearing with the inner ear that produces understanding. And it is that understanding that produces conviction, which is the substance of faith. And it is upon that that you can act. Are we together? So the woman, because she hears another person saying, oh, it's 7 years now, and she goes off her diabetes drug and gets into crisis. What is she doing? Is it because the word of God doesn't work? No. She's copying another person's corresponding action, but no substance. What she's to do is to go back to the word and sit down. What did this other person see? Himself took my infirmity, bore my sicknesses. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall vitalize your physical body. Oh, she's looking at it. She's looking at it. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. She's looking at it. And faith is welling up. We call it incubation. Meditating. If it took, I don't have. If it took it, I don't have. If it took it, I don't have. She's going through it again. How none this is upon you. The inhabitants of that city, none shall say, I am sick. She's going through it. And then suddenly there's a spark. Are you here? That's what we call lightning from heaven. There's a spark. That light has shone. That flash has happened. You say, oh, I refuse to be sick. I cannot have diabetes. It's not possible. It's not in my lineage. It's not in my spiritual lineage. I cannot. In the name of Jesus, I cannot. Now, according to the level of faith, some may reduce some drugs. There are some, the dose of, you cannot have it and not know it. Faith is a force. If it's there, it will be there. If it's not there yet, go back to here. Go back a hearing. It is substance. It is upostasis, meaning a foundation upon which you stand is real. Is real. Pistis is real. Have it together. You go back and hear. You go back and hear. And in that hearing is fellowship. Really, that is what the mother of faith is. In that hearing is fellowship. Fellowship. You are the feet of the master. You are. And his voice is doing something to your heart. You come out and the supernatural looks logical. Suddenly, the supernatural looks logical. The things that look far, suddenly looks logical. You are saying, I can be healed. I can live off this. This business can grow to have revenue of so millions per annum. It looks logical. We can take that. We can enter the market. It looks logical. Suddenly your fears are gone out of the window. There may be little concern. That's in your head, but not in your heart. Your heart is clear. Just your head getting confused. That one is not the problem. Are you here? You know, faith has come. The Bible says faith cometh. That means you can know when faith comes. You can know when it arrives for that particular thing. You can know. You can know. Male bagasaya. You can know. You can know. Suddenly it's logical that you are 26 years old and you can build a house. Amen. It's logical. You go on the line and say, this house shall be built. You are seeing buildings growing there. It's logical. You are not faking it. The connections have been made in your heart. It's not because you have money in your account, but you have mingled with the logos of God until the supernatural becomes logical. You know, it's from logic. From logos, they got logic. Are you getting it? What is the word of God called? The logos. The word of God is a compendium of the logic of God. Yeah. What happens in meditation? You are intermingling with his logic. Somehow, you know deaf ears can hear. They said they are deaf. They said, no. There's a logic. I told you, faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is logical at the higher realm. It's logical. It's logical. It's logical. You can see it. You have mingled with the logos of God. You know deaf ears can hear. You know dead bodies can be raised. Oh, semalatele bakaya. I mean, people are wondering. There was a day I was in a mortuary. I was praying for dead bodies. I missed other dead bodies. You know, afterwards I was just laughing. I say, I'm truly a mad person. Who thinks somebody can wake up in this mortuary? I do. The logic of the logic, and you see, every logic has a reference point. There's no such thing as logic without a reference point. That means faith has a reference point, and it is the logos of God. So the connections are made in your heart. You know that this is possible, and then you jump. Have it together. Glory to God. You've been praying and praying, and suddenly it's logical that you can do a master's in Canada. Your parents are looking for money. You yourself, things are not set. And the Lord says it's time to do a master's in North America. You know, sometimes, let me just say this, sometimes God will speak to you and the faith is not there. It's your job to go and get the faith in your heart. Have you here? He will speak. He will carry that word and go into God's word and pray them in. Put pray them in, meditate them, meditate them until it's clear. You know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Your heart can carry it. Have it together. Your heart can. Faith is not running around. You sit down. You will hear the word. Paul says in Galatians 3, he said, those that are miracles among you, are not doing it by the works of the law. What is the works of the law? The works of the law is focused on doing. Remember Romans 8, Romans 10, he said, he that doeth this thing shall live by them. The focus of the works of the law is doing. He said, those that work miracles among you, is their end doing? He said, no. The hearing of faith. He said, those that work miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He's the hearing of faith. You will hear. You've heard me use the expression, I'm working on something. What do you think I'm doing? I'm directing my faith on something. How did I go on radio? Was it 5 years ago? 5 or 6 years ago? I went on radio. I was before Charles B on Radio FM. How did it happen? few years before that, if you mention radio, I knew yes, I will go on radio. But it looks like something in the future. One day was Reverend Gork. I was talking to him and just asking, honestly, as I was there, he became logical. I asked myself, why am I not on radio? Why? He became logical. The faith came. Like 2 months down the line, we're on radio. The same thing with television. Are you here? But you will sit down. Listen, nobody has the responsibility to help you. That entitlement mentality in Africa, that's in your journey of destiny, that's the first thing to deal with. You write it in your journal. You write it and put on your wall. Nobody owes me anything. You put it on your wall. When you wake up, you see it. Nobody owes me anything. When you don't deal with that, listen, the world of a beggar is small. You will constrict your soul when you look on the outside for help. You will shrink your capacity. You will. But when you know that, look, everything I ever need has been preloaded into my spirit. I just need to download them. Marco Patosa. You will face your front and you will produce results. So our faith has a foundation. And the foundation is the finished works of Christ. Number one, the first pillar is the finished. I'm using pillar and foundation. Let's mix them together. The first one is the finished work of Christ. And the finished works of Christ is the privileges and the powers that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus has made available. That's what I term the finished works of Christ. Are you still here? That's the foundation of faith. The Bible says we are of the circumcision. What is it talking about? Covenant. Redemption. We are of the circumcision that worship God in the spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. That means the focus of a man of faith is Christ. That's why he's rejoicing in Christ. The focus is not the flesh. When David stood before Goliath, he wasn't looking at his skill in throwing the sling. No. I'll read it again. In 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'll read it again. It was a covenant. It was a covenant. And then he brought in, he says, the God that delivered the lion and the bear into my hands will put your head in my hands today. Brought God into this thing. So even in the Old Testament, the men who brought God in the scene had the revelation of the covenant. That was the foundation for their faith. It wasn't self-motivation David was using. Okay, I believe I can do it. The ability is within me. No. He had the consciousness of the covenant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? The covenant. And it was clear in his mind. When he took his sling, I was going towards him. The covenant on his mind. The Bible says he charged towards Goliath. Ah! Charged! I just imagine how it was. How excited God would have been. Excited. I mean, the other guys were hiding every day. Was it 40 days? Goliath will come out and talk 40 days. And curse and talk. Come on! Foolish people. The Bible says he was cursing them in the name of his gods. That is to show you that even him, he wasn't trusting in his stature and his despair. Oh, you know, his Christians are not serious. Oh, go and read it again. The Bible says Goliath was cursing them in the names of his gods. He was already a giant, but his eyes was not on it. He had a spear that was so big that a man had to carry, but his eyes were not on it. He caused them in the names of his gods. That means he knew that the edge in battle was the supernatural. He was already a giant. He didn't look at it. Then a Christian is feeling cocky because he has his spear. He will suffer for long. A Christian is feeling cool because he has a job in a bank or in an oil company. Your eyes has to be on this covenant too. If Goliath as a giant did not look at his eyes, did not look at the size of his spear, he cursed them by the name of his God. That means you will never put your faith in natural advantage. Never. You will put your eyes on the sacrifice. You wake up in the morning and say, look, 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 there is blood talking for me. As I'm lying on this bed, I have blood talking. I have a high priest in the heavenly shrine with my name on his lips, making incantations for me. I have blood speaking for me. In the name of Jesus. I have an altar. The Bible says we have an altar in heaven. Hey, I have an altar. I have a high priest. I have a shrine in heaven. I have the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Sit, sit, sit. We have a speaking blood. Are you here? This is the foundation for our faith. We have a sacrifice. We have a high priest. We have an altar. We have a shrine in heaven. The Bible says we have a high priest that has passed into the heavens. Make our boast in the Lord. Priest. Hey, Babalawa's on earth. Our own high priest is in the heavens. Oh, that means whoever they visited to make incantations against your life, their shrine is on earth. I have a shrine in heaven. Are you aware that the strength of his sacrifice and charm is connected to the strength of the high priest? Amen. Amen. The high priest on earth, their lives are timed. You know, I did a post. How many of you saw it? I say, hold God closely. Your Babalawo can die at any time. Amen. Hold him closely. Hold him closely. They are on earth. We have high priest that is passed into the devil. Woo! Jesus. And the Bible says that high priest is a high priest after the end of an endless life. Endless. Endless. Our Babalawo know they die. Are you here? Endless life. You have to know where your eyes are. My eyes are upon that sacrifice. Oh, my eyes are upon that sacrifice. You remember? I may even remember the shout of the king. He said, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God in the midst of them. And the shout of a king is in their midst. He said when he came out, he has at his word the strength of a wild ox. Why? God has not beheld iniquity. When God saw, I showed you the picture. He saw the cross. His cross. You know, Balaam was prophesying. He said, how goodly are thy dwellings? He said, for Israel was in their tents. Verse Balaam described the formation. And then in the same story, you know what Balaam told Balak? He said, stand beside your sacrifice. Aish. Oh. He said, make offer this, raise an altar, stand beside it, and then I will prophesy. Now, what we really call prophecy, is not empty talk. It is a man standing beside his sacrifice and talking. Oh, you got it. Hey! That is what prophecy is. So when you are prophesying upon your business, upon your children, upon your church, upon your career, upon your house, no, you are standing beside a sacrifice and talking. Like, stand beside your sacrifice, then I will prophesy. I will take up a parable. I feel the anointing already. Stand beside your sacrifice. Listen, life is a battle of altars. If Goliath did not trust in his size, let me tell you, the giants on the earth, they have something beyond the degree they are presenting to you. Amen. There's a backup. It is not just packaging. There's a backup. Every man that will go far must have backup. Can I get an amen? Sit. Let me tell you. Every man, you want to go somewhere, you must have backup. No man rises to significance without being assisted by spirits. No man. Go anywhere. No man. Forget the English I speak to you. You don't know where they'll go to in the night. Makabalakota. No man. You can't rise to significance without being assisted by spirits. Nobody. They may look all fine all the outside. When it's dark, everybody must go somewhere. But we have where to go to. The blood. The body. Hey! Sit. This is the foundation for our confidence. This is the foundation. You think Christianity is about being nice? That's why Christians die in office. The person who wants the place will put charm there. They will sit on it. And then they will fall sick. They will take them to the village and they will die. How? Why? Why? You don't know your high priest. That's why. You know why these teachings are important? We are the generation that will carry the gospel to the marketplace. And if we are to carry the gospel to the marketplace, we must understand the dynamics of the spirits. If you call to a place and the person is threatening you, you should know what to do. It's not that nice Christianity. Yeah, now. No. You should know what to do. Look him in the eye. You say, bros, it's blood for blood. You try me, you are a dead man. Dead! Are you here? Somebody threatens you in the marketplace and then you are doing nice and shaking. Bros, it is blood for blood. If you touch me, you will die. And when you leave there, you know what to do. Is somebody here? The days that nominal Christianity is over, I've told you, our generation, we will not just carry Christian name to the marketplace. We will carry Christian power. You remember? Christian power! Agbara Mola Bayata. Are you here? Sit. I'm preaching this morning. We have a sacrifice. We have a sacrifice. So when we talk about faith, listen, if a God may call you to all those public speaking, coaching things, and you are giving that dimension, it's, but behind it, you know, a city doesn't open by English. No. You don't take a generation by packaging. No. No, you don't. Are you joking? You don't. You must know what is talking. You must stand beside your sacrifice. You must know that you have a high priest who is passed into the heavens. Hiya! You must know that you have fresh blood upon the shrine. Lakopatebalata. Fresh blood. And you have a high priest The Bible says, he ever liveth. Hey, he ever liveth. He ever liveth to make intercessions. As you are here, your high priest is talking. This is the rationale or the foundation behind the concept of confession. What is confession? Confession is homologia. Say the same thing. Say the same thing as who? Say the same thing as your high priest. Say the same thing as the blood that is speaking better things than the blood of Abel. This is the Christianity that will take over the earth for Jesus to return. Kalagaba, are you here? Last year I did a series, Kingdom Power Systems. Go and get sit. I told you by the Spirit that the end time revival is called what? Fire on the mountains. You remember? That means bankers will carry the fire to the bank. Lecturers will carry the fire to the schools. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists will carry the fire to the hospital. Are you here? The fashion guy will carry the fire to the fashion world. The politician will carry the fire to politics and government. The entertainer will carry the fire to sport and entertainment. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, it is fire on the mountains. It is not people falling in church. That is for training. That is for training. And it's not people looking for change. They say prosperity. You are thinking of Gary and Granots. No. They say prosperity. You are thinking of two cars, one house, and feeling good. And sending your children abroad. No. We're talking about money to buy nations. Very soon, the nations will be for sale. We'll be positioned to buy them. Money to buy nations. So when we say money come, don't say, oh, this church, they're like, no. Money for nations. Are you listening? Slaves cannot serve God. Slaves cannot have revival. People that are still waiting for small money, maintenance money. I forbid. Money for nations. Money for nations. That's part of my call, you know. My name is, I'm Dr. Caris Amewell. I did not give myself wealth. I had an encounter with the Lord. I didn't give myself wealth. Are you here? Let me not go into that. We have a high priest. We have a sacrifice. We have a speaking blood. The blood has speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. We are dangerous people. Are you hearing me? We are dangerous people. We are more charmed than any Abalao you can think of. Charmed. They say divination. They will not find you in the red eye. Divination. Listen, their instrument, an instrument cannot get to the heavens of heavens. It can't. At best, cosmic level, space level. But the Bible talks about the third heavens, the heavens of heavens. Their instruments cannot reach there. That is my location. That is your location. Are you listening? What is the location of a Christian? He said, we are seated with him in the heavenly realms, far above principalities and powers. I said, they are drawing line. Are you here? We have a sacrifice. Ever winning faith. Is it getting serious? Ever winning faith. I told you, the spirit of primitive apostolic faith, it will rest on you this month. In the name of Jesus. You will leave this meeting. Lakapatosa. You will go to take mountains. You will go to level valleys. In the name of Jesus. You will go into places as deliverers. You will go into places as saviors. You will go and you will release the power of God there. For the spirit of faith is upon you. Some of you will leave these services. You will go and take millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions. Your heart has shifted. You will go, how much is this? You will go, this is the contract. This is the work I want to do.
one, enough of 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 5 million. No. You will step it up. Why? Suddenly it will become radical to you. Why? Your heart has enlarged. Mark Patosa. Oh, I said something is jumping on you. It is called spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. That long-standing family issue. You are living here with the measure of the anointing to handle it. With the faith to handle it. You are living here and you are engaging it head on. And is bowing before you. In the name of Jesus. Long-standing family issues. Somebody is confronting it. The spirit of faith has come upon you. You are confronting it and bringing it to an end. And I may be laughing at you, but it's logical. You can see the logic of God. You can see the logic of God. You can see it. 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 Tongues. Shakata. Lekopatos. Rise to your feet. Shakipato lakopa. Lento friga pana. Osebalande kepaya. Hento baratoba lataya. Shagira koba. Lesombra toba. Lekopatola toskapaya. Ligos laki. Lacrosa. Ostila. Lobareda. Lebronda. Likopale. Rabade. Ragoba. Ah. Hipatea, Shapato, we ascend, we ascend, we ascend, la la la. Heya kopa tolaba, Shakepato la kopa, Shakopata kapa, Ratopati kato, we ascend in the realms of the spirit, Likopa, we ascend. To new levels of faith, we ascend. Shakopatula, Ligo Pratoka Prokipa, Radoko Patola Kopa, Shakoto, Rapata, Shakopa, Rapata, 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 in the overflow, online, in the middle, ascend,
the spirit of faith,
Shakopatola, Likoprakopatos, Shakopotokopa, Rakopolatokopalato. Something is coming upon someone. Shako, Lika, Likopatola, Shakopatola, Rakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak
Ebala,
Something is breaking out. Something is breaking upon us. Something is breaking upon us. Something is breaking. Let over. Shalanova, Shekopa, Liga Branda, Redopala, pray, La Cova, La Taya, Esulani, Esepana, power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing is resting upon people now. Oh, yes, in the hall, in the overflow. Let loose, let grow, let give up, let sonar. La Bronda, La Coba, Shakoba, La Frodo, La Prodi, La Quadica, Yes. The fire, lift your hands. I see the fire of faith.
Yes.
I see the fire of faith descending in this place.
Yes.
Across the hall.
Yes, sir.
Across
yes.
the overflow.
Yes, sir. Yes,
in the online shall yes, cover yes, the fire. Yes, yes. Let copper in yes. the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I release that fire of faith.
Amen. Yes,
I release that fire of faith.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The fire of primitive apostolic faith. Let it rest on people. Lege balarabo. At the count of three, let it rest on people. One. Shaka patolaba. Two. Liga pronda kipata. Ila toba. Ila doba. There are at least 15 people. Help them. 15 people. Shakopata. Let it rest upon you as far. When I shall pray, you will lift your hand and say, apostolic fire, Shekopata, Liba, you will shout, Ligoba, Liga Borra. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Or just scream Jesus. If it's too long, just scream Jesus. And you will see what will happen. Are you ready? Number three, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Lobena, Saliba, let the fire in the hall, in the overflow, fire, Malakopa, stand behind him. Hey, a primitive apostolic faith. Helper, Shekopata, lift your hands. Shekipatolapa, all of you here, lift your hands. The fire of God will erupt in this session now. Ligo elatila tuskepa. Oh, that spirit of primitive apostolic faith for signs, wonders, miracles, healer to take cities, to take nations. Liga po kalota to legislate helper. Shakila to Branda Kappa. Take Selegapo. Take Helpa. Hilebo Kappa. Lift her hands, all of you. Hileba is still resting. He's resting. He's resting. He's resting. Your life cannot be this. Here another man. You are living here. Another man. Another man. Another man. Another man. At the count of three, let the fire rest. You will leave there with an enlarger. Lekos kepa. One. Shot. Two. Three. Ten. Ten. Help him. Help him. Help him. Lekopatosa. Shaliga boda. Like fire. Let it rest on your head. Let it burn to your hands, to your feet. In the name of Jesus. Your heart is enlarged. Your capacity. Helper. Sakobalatosa. Lego Bratos. Liba, Fidelis, look at me. Raise your hand. Are you ready? La 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 lo. Shabalatos. Jesus says, when I return, shall I find faith on the earth? He's not talking about little faith. No. He's not talking about oligopesis. No. The faith of God. That faith with which to subdue the world. Can't come, let me pray for you. Judith. Ayakapo lakopata. Malakopoto silekepa. Oh. The capsule. Stand. Oh, don't you. Stand. Don't you. Ayakapo. Everything shrouding your life. Everything lakopa. Like surrounding, encapsulating you. I stand in the name of Jesus. Alakopa lakoska. Liga pronda kipato. Wherever it came from, whatever they are, I stand. Because I'm seeing you entering into a new season. And as I'm praying, I'm seeing the anointing shifting you. I'm putting you to another plane altogether. I come in the name of Jesus. I challenge every status quo. I challenge everything fighting. I challenge every resistance of the spirit. Liga, solati, ligronskapa. New season. New fire. Shakopa latoskapa. Ligo pratoskapaya. New fire. Your life will not be the same. I announce to you. I blow your trumpet in the spirit. In that media business, radio business, you are going nationwide. In the name of, I blow your trumpet. Liga, I increase your value in the sight of the market. I increase your value in the sight of the market. Makopatos in la copra copa. Shalaka pronta. Malakopres. On tabalatabai. Ay. There is fire burning here. Those of you in the overflow, are you with us? There's a fire in this place. Is a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire in this place today. Oh, Rabba, overflow, oh, one, lift your hands. There's a fire in this place. Is a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire of. Come on, just come. There's something for you.
There's a fire.
Your voice will be heard.
Today.
Stand behind her.
There's a fire.
Your voice will be heard.
There's a fire. There's a fire.
Are you guys ready? Lift your hands.
There's a fire
in this place.
Today.
Just lift your hands and say, Lord, touch me. Touch me. Lord, 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 touch me. There are people in this hall that the Lord is touching and the anointing is resting on. Just let your heart cry and don't be disconnected. In the name of Jesus Christ, let a hand, let a heavy hand of the Lord, let it rest upon you, let it rest upon people, let it rest. The fire, the fire, all across the overflow, let the fire rest, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, Rego Balatos, Kibalatos, Shaliga Pronda,
there's a fire,
in black, come. Impartations of faith.
There's a fire. 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 There's a fire.
Upon you in the name of Jesus, I release upon you the spirit of faith. I release upon you the grace for the supernatural. I release upon you the abilities of the spirit. Every wall, every mountain of opposition before you in this season, I stand upon this holy altar and I command them deflated in the name of Jesus. That is with a testimony in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and the Lord will begin to bring strategic people your way in that city. Don't live there. Oh, that is where your harvest is, says the Spirit of God. Forget the contrary winds. Forget the lying vanities. The Lord says your harvest is there, and from there your voice will go to the nations, says the Spirit of God. For every mountain is leveled, every valley is leveled. For in this season, I'm sending you ravens. You have entered into your raving moment. Raving. And the men that perform my counsel from the ends of the earth, they will come and hold your hands up. They will come and strengthen your feet. They will come and carry the banner of Victory Cathedral upon their head. And they will run with it. They will say, who are these that run? And they say, they are the mighty men of Ephraim Yusuf. In the name of Jesus. Ragabalatosapa. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Abuja is open. Come. Like a video, you can stand up. A mighty army will rise in thy church. A mighty army that will cover the city like a cloud. In the name of Jesus. They will say, who are these that fly? For your company, they fly, they don't walk. Because I'm seeing your brethren, they are flying. And they're saying, who are these that fly as birds to their nest? For the anointing for speed, the anointing to go above has come upon you and the church. Jesus. 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 The city is open. In the name of Jesus. Sir, the Lord says what you are seeing in this service is a sign to you. It's a sign to you. For the Lord has put his hand upon you. Oh yes, he has. And his hand is strong upon you. That hand upon you, it's not for local work. No. It's for an international work. And the Lord said, whether you are an assistant somewhere, it doesn't matter. You will go international. For the anointing upon you is for the nations. And in this season, you begin to see signs here and there. For this service is a sign. And the anointing, just shift this one. The anointing upon you has increased from this service. Can I lay hands on you? Oh, Rebecca Sapataya. Oh, Shalada Kaprunda Kapatosa. We can return it. Oh, oh, are you receiving? Is that Longshan? Looks so much like Longshan. Okay, she's not the one. Okay, sorry. Are you blessed? Are you drinking? Every question around your life is answered. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, before today is over, you will have a testimony from this service. In the name of Jesus. Somebody listen to me. You will have a 24 hours testimony. That means by this time tomorrow, you will be dancing. Because of what has happened in the name of Jesus. Blow, 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 blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with blow, 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 like a mighty wind, spirit of victory. I'm seeing us rise and spread out. I'm seeing enlargement. I'm seeing supernatural expansion. In the name of Jesus, lift your head. Let those fountains of your belly be turned loose. Lakopatos, Likopapilas. Cover us with your wings. And some of you here, you are into mining. You are into mining. You mine. Your business is mining. I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you. You're about to hit something big. But hear the Lord. Do not forget his house. Do not forget his house. Especially this house. You will hit something big from this meeting. But do not forget his house. I don't know who the person is. You are into mining. 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 The Lord is visiting you. Lord, there's somebody here. There's a product you are about to start exporting. It's like you had even started. And then the lockdown. And it was as though everything has been shut down. Everything. There are at least three people into mining here. Three. Let the three of them come out. At least three. Let the three of them come out. I was giving a word. You exporting. Thank you. You are exporting something before the whole lockdown, and then that slowed you down. Yes, no, you can stand now. I'll pray for you. Where's the third person? Three. I gave a second. If you are following online, let us know. Okay, if you are online, maybe what I called for is online, you let us know. Okay, you started exporting, we're about to start. Before the lockdown, the Lord is opening channels of compensations for you. Did you hear me? The Lord is opening channels of compensations for you. In the name of Jesus. Okay, you do what? Exporting. God has blessed your business. Bring your hand. Let me pray for you since you came out. God has blessed that business in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're about to hit something big. And you hear the instruction I gave. Father, bring your two hands. Father, visit him. Visit him. You have a strong will for this young man. A strong plan. He will not deviate from it. He will know you. And he will run with your vision. And I'm seeing you blessing him in crazy proportion. People that he looked up to before will become afraid. In the name of Jesus. Help him. Help him. Help him. Help him. Jesus! You can put him on the ground. Bring your hand. Lakapa. You come this way. You can just leave them. It's okay to sit down in God's presence. Bring your hand. Jesus. Visitation. His story is rewritten. In the name of Jesus. You can follow this. Third person, let me know if you're online. Or let me know if it's someone that is supposed to be here who is not here. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Can we break the bread now? Can we break the bread now? Can we break the bread? Yeah, you can sing it. If you are seated, just rise to your feet. Oh, you are the living bread of life. Send down from glory. Many things you were on your own. A carpenter. You are the living. The communion is blessed in the name of Jesus. We take it on to eternal life. In the name of Jesus. Just before you start sharing, can we be on our feet? Overflow, main hall. Amen. Can you bow your heads and close your eyes? I want to pray for someone. You are in this service. And you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to get saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be restored. Rededicate my life to Christ. I want to pray for you. Right where you are, just raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Right where you are, just raise your hand. You are saying, pray for me. I need my sins forgiven. I want to make it right to the Lord. I want to get born again. Whichever of the category, just raise your hand. Raise it high. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Jesus was public with his love for us. He was crucified at Golgotha. And Golgotha is a very public place. Very public. If you're raising that hand, raise it high. Raise it high like you mean it. Thank you. God bless you, my sister over there. God bless you, my brother over there. Just lift it high. Lift it high. You're watching online. Just chat in. Okay, just chat in. Private inbox of Glory Zone Church on Facebook or YouTube or MixLR. Just chat in. Just chatting. I know they don't have links you can click. Okay, links you can click, please. By next week, work with the online church people. Link. Give your life to Christ. Just click the link. It drops them somewhere where they can talk with someone or can get the details. Just do that for today. Just inbox in directly. Amen. Those of you that are raising your hand, raise it high. God bless you. This is your day indeed. This is your day indeed. We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray with you. And we'll all pray together. But listen, I need you to mean every word that's going to come out of your mouth. Somebody say, how do I get saved? You get saved by believing something and saying something. It's as simple as that. How do I get restored? How do I rededicate my life to Christ? It's the same thing. So right where you are, I'm sure there are counselors standing close to you already. Okay, before we take the communion, we will pray the prayer together. On ground, online, in the overflow hall, we'll pray the prayer together. And then the counselors will give you a card. Okay. You will see them. You will see them immediately. Or after service, they'll let you know what we're doing. Okay. Fill the forms. And please follow them. Okay. Follow them. Follow them to the overflow hall. They'll exit to the overflow hall. There's a space behind the hall. And they will see you there. Okay. And then you can come and join the service to give your offerings and all that. The most important thing is the salvation of your soul. Can we pray the prayer with them? Say, dear God, I believe that you love me. I believe that you sent Jesus to die for my sins, and he was raised after 3 days for my justification. Today I declare that that same Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. The power of sin is broken, and I receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus. I receive righteousness into my heart. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for giving me your life. I can declare boldly that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. Amen. Congratulations. Just fill the card. Amen. As we begin to take the communion, just fill the card. They will meet you briefly. They'll bring your communion to where you are. Just follow the counselors to the exit, to the back of the overflow hall. Okay. Some of us were worse than you. So don't look at anybody that is looking at you funny. Tell them, oh, I just gave my life to Christ. I don't know where you are coming from. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We take this cup and we take this blood in power, in glory, unto a new season. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. I will walk in the newness of life in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you, don't just take it and look around. After receiving and taking it, start speaking in tongues and speaking words. Okay, channel the power of God with your words. Amen. Praying, worshiping, speaking in tongues, it's not time to look around. GOP.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, sing bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were.
You died to save. We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.